Czech volunteers are helping to save stray dogs in neighbouring Slovakia, where there is a widespread practice of exterminating them. Over 2,000 animals a year are legally put down in this manner, regardless of the fact that many are perfectly healthy or only puppies. Prior to their extermination, which usually takes place within a week of their capture, they're placed in overcrowded, dirty kennels and in most cases left hungry. These dog shelters are often referred to by the locals as concentration camps for canines, and their tragic fate has prompted a network of volunteers on both sides of the border to develop a fast alert system which would get them out in time. Iva Millerová, who is actively involved in the project, explains how it works.
It's possible thanks to Facebook. There is now a network of volunteers in Slovakia who live in the vicinity of dog kennels or quarantine stations for dogs set up by local town councils where stray dogs are taken. These volunteers send out an alert whenever stray dogs, in particular puppies, are brought in. They try to find the dog a new owner in Slovakia, and if that fails, they turn to us for help.
The animal rights activists involved usually have a network of contacts and friends who are willing to take in a puppy or dog for a few days before it can be handed over to its new owner, be it here or in Slovakia. The aim is to try and make sure the stray dog spends as little time as possible, ideally none at all, in the dog kennels, which are frequently ridden with disease. Iva and her friends make regular life-saving trips to Slovakia many times a year.
On average, I save 10 to 15 dogs a year. I have no idea how many we manage to save altogether because there are quite a few volunteers involved in this activity. We try to find the dog's new owners even before heading out to get them, and it's becoming easier to do that because people have found out about what we do. They ring us up and say they are interested in adopting a stray dog or puppy. So often on our way back from Slovakia, we take the dog straight to its new owner. In 99% of cases, they are mongrels, of course. They have been seen by a vet and in most cases have been chipped, as the law requires.
No matter how hard they work, and it should be noted that these volunteers work for free, covering trips to Slovakia, dog food and vet fees out of their own pockets, there are many stray dogs they can't save. Iva Millerová says this makes it important to work along two lines. Save as many dogs as they can, here and now, and in the longer term perspective, put mounting pressure on Slovakia to adopt legislation protecting animal rights. She claims the situation in the Czech Republic's former sister state is woeful in this respect.
The number of dogs put down is huge. There is little knowledge about the benefits of neutering and a general unwillingness, particularly in the eastern parts of the country, to adopt this practice. The attitude towards pets is very irresponsible. A pregnant bitch is either thrown out of the house or the owner will wait for her to have her young and then kill them or get rid of them by throwing them on a garbage dump, leaving them in a forest or at a bus stop. In the best possible scenario, they might be left at a dog shelter, a quarantine station, or outside the local town hall.
There is generally little sympathy waiting for them there. Town halls generally have little money to spare and have adopted a harsh policy of exterminating stray dogs who have overbred in many parts of the country and are considered a menace. The mayor of a town in eastern Slovakia recently caused outrage by urging Romanis to help him deal with a stray dog problem. He said they were welcome to eat them free of charge. Challenged by animal rights activists, the mayor put out a shameless statement. Dogs do not vote for me, but people do, and the people here require me to protect them from stray dogs. To be honest, Romanis would probably eat them anyway. We're just helping them along, the mayor said. In late August of this year, Czech animal rights activists demonstrated outside the Slovak embassy in Prague to ask Bratislava to address the problem, but achieved little more than to spread the news and publicize the issue. Eva says the country's laws are at the core of the problem.
We handed over an open letter to the embassy, and of course their response was that whatever was going on was in accordance with the law, which of course is true. Slovak laws are extremely lenient in this respect. The law allows you to kill a dog, regardless of its age, regardless of the fact that it's healthy, just on the grounds that it is stray and has spent several days in a shelter during which time nobody turned up to claim it. So that's what's being done. Dogs are being killed without any consideration, be they puppies, pregnant bitches, problem-free dogs.
Thanks to the work of animal rights activists, there is growing awareness of the problem, and efforts to save Slovakia's stray dogs are not restricted to the country's former sister state. Eva Millerová again.
Ano, je tam I kontakt na Rakousko a Německo, kde jsou.
Yes, there are people helping in Austria and Germany as well, and it is proving much easier to find homes for stray dogs there. Fortunately, mongrels are in fashion there, which is admirable. Here, people still tend to see a dog as a status symbol, and many people want what they call a pure breed from a breeder. Of course, they do not get a thoroughbred dog, only a dog that closely resembles a given breed. We really hope to change that, to set a fashion for mongrels and turn people away from pure breeds bought from breeders.
Although efforts to save stray dogs in Slovakia have acquired a high degree of urgency, Eva Millerová says the Czech Republic itself has plenty to improve upon when it comes to animal rights.
Although in the Czech Republic the law does not allow you to kill a healthy dog, there are plenty of problems that need to be addressed. However, the will to discuss these problems on the part of both the Czech and Slovak governments is truly negligible. I realize that in view of the economic situation, deputies have other priorities, but we do our best to lobby our cause, visiting MPs and senators to drum up as much support as we can. What we need here in the Czech Republic is not so much adequate animal rights laws as their enforcement in practice, that is, hefty fines and sanctions for those who break them, and more powers to law enforcement officials who find something amiss.
Pravomocí veterinární správy v případě, že shledá nějaké pochybení a tak dále.
If you're interested in adopting a stray dog from the Czech Republic or Slovakia, please write to Home for Pets at centrum.cz. You'll find the address on Radio Prague's webpage.